Okay. Daf Tes Amud Beis. Today's shiur is going to be a little bit of a different style than the last shiur. We're going to get a bit more halachic today. Let's see. We begin the Mishnah on Daf Tes Amud Beis right before the wide lines. Right? We have a Mishnah beginning. We have basically exhausted, at least in a representative way, the subject of the nighttime Kriya Shema. Covered all angles, basically. Now we move on to the morning Kriya Shema, which we've touched on, but here's the actual subject. Me'emosai koirin es Shema b'shachris. From when is the time that you can say Kriya Shema in Shachris, in the morning? And the answer is Mishayakir ben Tcheles Lilavon. Once it's light enough to discern between blue and white wool. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it has to be a bit lighter than that. Ben Tcheles Lekarti. You have to be able to discern between blue and green wool. So you have to have a bit more light for that. So he sets the earliest time a bit later. What's that? I don't know, because since this latter opinion is not accepted as the halacha, the Mepharshim don't make the effort of pinpointing exactly when it is. And as we'll see soon, there's enough trouble pinpointing the one that is la halacha. We'll get to it. So two opinions. It either has to be light enough to discern between blue and white wool, or even lighter, you have to be able to discern between blue and green wool for the morning Kriya Shema. Round Aftes Amud Aleph, the first wide line. Taptesam with Beis, I'm sorry, the first wide line. The Goimra, so that's as far as the earliest time. When is the deadline for Zman Kriya Shema? When is the end of the Zman Kriya Shema? Ad HaNetzachama. Hear that? You have to finish Kriya Shema by Netzachama. That's the Soif Zman. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, but don't worry, Rabbi Yeshua saves the day. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, Ad Shalosh Shois. The Zman is until 3 hours into the day. Shekein Derech Melochim La'amoy B'Shalosh Shois. Because kings get out of bed 3 hours into the day. As we've seen, Zman Kriya Shema is Bikumecha, the time when you rise. The Rishonim explained that this means even when it's only a minority of people rising. The last people to get up are kings. They get up 3 hours into the day, and therefore the time for the morning Kriya Shema is all throughout that time. What's that? How much time is there between dawn and sunrise, or in other words, between Alois HaShachar and Netzach Amo? There are 4 mil, which we will meanwhile, we'll call that 72 minutes. What's that?
When the person rises. That's the time of Krishna. Why have to be universal for everybody?
No, the Gemara, the Chazal did construe it as a standard universal time, which the Torah is defining by getting up time. Okay. Now. I'm sorry? What are you asking? Why not? What's the... again, are we talking dawn or sunrise? Dawn, we're talking Alois HaShachar? Alois HaShachar is earlier. The earliest minyanim anywhere are basically Vasikin, which means that Shemana Esrei is at Netzachama. What we'll call sunrise. Dawn is 72 minutes prior to that. should be? It should be what? If Netzach Chama is 6:40, so dawn will be 5:28. Right. You would be saying your brachas after that. Yeah. But we're going to see, we'll get more into the particulars of the times soon. Now, so he said that the deadline for Kriya Shema is 3 hours into the day. Now, of course, we have to note that this is obvious, but let's just stress this, that whenever we talk about hours, we don't mean 60 hours per se. We mean what we call in halacha, sha'oy zmanios, seasonal hours, meaning you measure the time of the day depending on the year. In the summer it'll be longer, in the winter it'll be shorter. You divide that into 12. Each unit, each of the 12 units is an hour. It could be anywhere between 40 and 80 minutes depending on the time of year. So 3 hours into the day, relative to the day, is the Seif Zman Kriya Shema, and that's what you see on your calendars. Now, HaKoyre Mikan Ve'elach, if you say Kriya Shema afterwards, meaning let's say you missed the Zman, are you allowed to say Kriya Shema? Lo Yifsid. You don't lose out, meaning you obviously lost out on the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. But saying it afterwards is not a problem. There's no problem saying it afterwards. It's like reading psukim from the Torah. You're allowed to read psukim whenever you want. So therefore, you miss the mitzvah. But if you want to say it afterwards, you can say it afterwards. Yes, as we'll see at the end of the sugya. I'm going to leave it for now, because I don't want to steal the Gemara's job. Okay. Now, before we move on, I just want to note something. We have a whole discussion here about when the earliest time for Kriya Shema is. And we're placing it at, once it's light enough to tell between blue and white, green and white, blue and white, blue and green. You may remember that a few days ago we learned that you can already say the morning Kriya Shema from Alois HaShachar. Alois HaShachar means when the earliest light begins to show, which is earlier than this. So, we've already alluded to it when we learned it then, but really Alois HaShachar is the din de oraisa. Essentially, you can already begin reciting Kriya Shema at Alois HaShachar, but they did not want you saying it until later, when it's more clearly light. And that's why they said, L'chatchila, you should first start saying Kriya Shema later, when it's a bit more light, a bit more distinct. That is the times that we're discussing here. What about Birchas Kriya Shema? Oh, Rav Shlomo is asking, we said at the end of the Mishnah that if you miss the Zman Kriya Shema, you can still say Kriya Shema, it's okay. Meaning, what about the brachas? So the truth is that you're kind of answering Rabbi Yaakov's question. The Gemara is going to say later that really what the Mishnah is hinting at is that even if you miss the Zman Kriya Shema, you can continue saying Kriya Shema as psukim, but with the brachas. You don't lose the brachas. We'll see the details of that at the end of the sugya. I'm sorry? No, so that Midar, let's remember that Midar Raisa, Stan is asking, if Midar Raisa you could say Kriya Shema at Alois HaShachar, at the earliest point of dawn, does that mean that you could say the brachas yet before dawn? The answer is that let's remember that Kriya Shema is Daraisa, the brachas are not. So, the Daraisa doesn't necessarily factor in that you're saying things before that. You can't, some brachas you can say before dawn, but most of davening you cannot. We'll see the particulars as we go along. Okay. Now, so the Mishnah had said, when is the earliest time? When can you begin saying Kriya Shema? When it's light enough to discern between blue and white wool. So the Gemara says, "My bein tcheles lelavan." What do you mean by the discerning between blue and white wool? Ilema bein gvavet da'am rechivra. Do you mean at the time when you can discern between a white piece of wool, like Volva da Amra de Tchelta, or the white piece of wool in one hand and a blue piece of wool in the other hand, and it has to be light enough to discern between the two. Habelel Yanami made the Yadi. That you can tell even in the dead of the night. It's not. What's that? Oh, so I wonder if the Gemara doesn't necessarily mean the dead of the night, but right, possibly, yeah, starlight, or once it's already around dawn and there's a little bit of light, but it doesn't indicate that there's a further stage of light. Is that something? What's that?
Moonlight.
I believe that we are not factoring moonlight in here, as we'll see soon, because. Yeah, as we'll see soon as we go along, when we get down to the practical discussion of this. Hello, so the Gemara says you're right. No, discerning between a blue piece of wool and a white piece of wool doesn't tell us much. What the Mishnah means is, Bein Tchele Sheba Lelavan Sheba. When you have one garment with some blue strings and some white strings, or if we'll be a little more specific, where the place can put it. You have tzitzis. When we had tcheles, so then some of the strings are blue, some of the strings are white, but they're all together. That's the time we're talking about, when you can discern between the blue and the white within the one tzitzis itself. Or, Rashi says a little differently, you have one piece of wool, part of which is blue, part of which is white, has some blotches of each, when you can discern between the two. So we're not talking about separate pieces of wool. Okay. So lemaisa, now we're going to try to get down to finalizing what the halacha is. When is the earliest time? So meanwhile, we saw two opinions. When you can discern between blue and white, or when you can discern between blue and green. Tanya, now we'll see some more opinions. Rabbi Meir Oimer. Rabbi Meir says, "Misheyakir ben ze'ev lekelev." It has to be light enough to discern between a wolf and a dog. Rabbi Akiva says, "Ben chamar le'arut." You have to be able to discern between a domestic donkey and a wild donkey, which were a little bit different species. I don't know which of these two is earlier or later, because here also, since these opinions are not accepted as halacha, the Mefarshim don't really get into pinpointing exactly when each one is. Others say, from the time when you can see a friend of yours from four amis away, and you can recognize